Anthan Jai is learning to be a glass cutter. She is 22 and has been out of school for 6 years. Now, she is an apprentice at a window frame designer called Darussalam Service. With the construction boom going on in Dakar, business is brisk.
I used to be an idle girl, just walking around the neighborhood doing nothing. But I love this job. Even on Sundays, which is my day off, I feel like coming into work. If I start making money, I want to have my own workshop and employ other women to work with me.
Sukaina John is 18. She dropped out of school when she was 11. She is now an apprentice mechanic.
Things are going well. Initially, people were looking at me a bit funny because this is not where you usually find a young woman like me. But I am determined to succeed. I also want my own workshop. I know everything in the beginning will be difficult, but I am confident one day I can start something of my own, just like any successful man.
The two young women are beneficiaries of a non-government organization called Case des Jeunes Femmes, led by Aminata Jay. She tries to empower former prostitutes, school dropouts, and single mothers.
Il y avait quand même une certaine ignorance de leur droit.
There has been so much ignorance. People think women can just learn to cook or look for a husband. They think they can just be hairdressers or seamstresses. Young African women need to realize they can also work in fields dominated by men. I think mentalities are changing slowly.
She says these women can inspire others, even as they face ridicule from members of their own families caused by gender stereotypes so prevalent in Africa. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.